cause you're mine. Cause you're mine. If you don't want me, I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Because you're mine.
AM here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. How are you? Oh, good. Nice to hear it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. I'm starting to wake up. I hope you are as well. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with Boston's old Cold Expectations with that fire, just killer guitar solo from Jim Melanson. Yeah, it was great. I Live With Ghosts, great cover there. Suicidal Tendencies was next. Can you say Freeform? Can't try it. Freeform. That's what we are here at WMFO. That track was one that I always found to be just so entertaining. Back in the 80s when it came out in 1983 on a self-titled record. It's called Institutionalized. All he wanted was a Pepsi, you know? Love that. And I love that I get to play it here at WMFO. Next was Huey Lewis and the News. And when's the last time you heard something from them? Yeah, it's been a long time for me as well. But that's what happens when you sit down and you just sort of binge documentaries, music documentaries. So I had to play that from the 1986 album called Four! Exclamation point. Hip to be square. They were so successful in the 80s. Just about as huge as you can be. Fourth song in the set, Acting Natural was the band, and the song is The One from a self-titled EP in 2017. And Tim Curry rounded out that set from 1981's album called Simplicity, which is really hard to find, by the way, these days. It's a shame. It is a great record that he put out. Probably the best version of I Put a Spell on You that I've ever heard. All right, I said it. You heard it. I love that version. Tim Curry, and I Put a Spell on You. All right, speaking of putting a spell on you, there's a segue, everybody. The Rolling Stones have a new record out. Have you heard about that? Well, you probably have. It's called Hackney Diamonds. It's all the rage, conversation, opinions, everything, you know, because it's the Rolling Stones. So this Hackney Diamonds just came out in full, and I get to play some more from it. So I'm going to play this track. It's featuring Elton John. They've got a couple of guest performers on there, and this one is called Get Close. Yeah, new Rolling Stones right here at WMFO.
Get no sleep. Lost in imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood.
That I could be so bold to even say these thoughts aloud. I see you with your man, your eyes just shine while he stands tall and walking proud.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
WMFO right here in Medford, 8:21 in the morning, and I'm Mike. Been here with you since 7 a.m. We'll be here till 9. Got a guest on the phone. I'll tell you about him in just a second. Very excited to talk to this gentleman. And let's see, but first I'll tell you what I played. Started off with Brand New Noise from the Rolling Stones. Their latest album just came out. I believe it was released in full last week. It's called Hackney Diamonds. That was a collaboration with Elton John called Get Close. Justine's Black Threads. Rest in peace, Justine. We miss you. From 2020's Cheap Vacation EP. That was You and Me Against You and Me. I heard her play that so many times when I saw the Black Threads. It's just wonderful to hear her voice. Okay, request for Rona. Thank you so much, Rona, for John Lennon. Of course, from Imagine, that was a remastered version of the title track. Thank you, Rona. Very apropos. Eels had the fourth song of the set from 2009's record called Hombre Lobo. That was The Look You Give That Guy. And finished up with the Anderson Council from 2023's record The Devil, The Tower, The Star, The Moon. That was Alone With You. All right, I'm going to bring my guest on now. His name is Christian Montgomery, and he is the purveyor and the lead and the founder of his own band, Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band, who you hear a lot from on the show. They're just awesome. And he started here in Boston, but he wants to tell us all about a loss of his very best friend, Tim Sweeney, a Boston musician as well. And I wanted to give him the opportunity to do that because he was in probably one of the best Boston bands that maybe you never heard of called Bone Dry System. So I want to talk about that. So welcome, Christian. Thanks so much for calling in. How you doing?
I'm as good as can be. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it a lot.
You're very welcome. And, you know, we've been trying to get together for a little while. I know you were here in Boston, and I invited you to come in, and you said, no, I'm not here anymore, so I can't. But the phone is the next best thing.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep. So we've got some time here for you to really tell us about your friend, your best friend, Tim Sweeney. Help us get to know him a little bit.
Well, I say Tim was my best friend. He was a lot of people's best friend. He was he was just an amazing person. I met him when we were both in high school.
Wow.
He was from Halifax, Massachusetts. And we kind of gravitated towards each other. We kind of came from, similar roots, I guess, as far as class is concerned, you know.
Yeah.
He lived in the woods of Halifax, middle-class family. He was, had a job as soon as he was able to, and he was hell-bent on making his own way no matter what. He just had this amazing work ethic that, and this drive to be his own person. And that carried over into music.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite the individual. We were in a band called Laugh at the Monkey when we were kids, and we had a three-piece horn section, and we started, we really cut our teeth at this club in Brockton called Derringer's, and it was an amazing experience for a bunch of teenage kids to be playing sold-out shows.
I bet, and having horns in the band too at that stage, that's pretty cool.
It was amazing. We had a. Our bass player's name is Keith Schleicher, whose brother Mark was one of the members of Quintain Americana, who were one of the probably, most popular Boston bands of my time. And Jason DeRoche, who played drums, and Bruce Churchill was one of our sax players. Donald Jaminade, who he's now a... emergency medical doctor in Philadelphia, I believe. But we had this hodgepodge group of kids that, we were selling out shows, and we were just living as kind of these gentleman savages, stage diving and jumping into mosh pits together. But also, it was just cool. We weren't a college band. We were a tight knit group of friends from the South Shore.
But you were still pretty young at that point.
Yeah. I mean, we were, 16, 17.
Yeah, that's young.
playing sold out shows and keeping a level head and finishing high school was huge for us.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That band eventually disbanded because, high school it turns into college, and everybody starts going their separate ways. And Tim had decided to go to Mass Art for film. He's one of the most creative people I'd ever met. When we were kids, he had this old Ford Escort that he painted this Dali-esque type mural on, and then we welded a brush guard onto it and decided that we were just going to run it into the ground in the forests of Halifax, driving through the small pine forest and laughing as the trees snapped underneath it.
because why not? That's what you do when you're young.
Because why not? We may or may not have gone to some of the richer neighborhoods of Scituate.
No, I'm sure.
hit some trash barrels at restaurants full of tartar sauce and screaming at each other as to whether we should try to get to a car wash or make it back home.
Or pray for rain, maybe.
Yeah, knowing full well that the police would not believe our story, that we don't know how this gigantic bird just made this mess all over our car.
Right, right.
But So Tim decided to go to
Mass Art.
Mass Art. My drummer Jay went to University of Lowell, and then proceeded to join the Navy. My bass player Keith went to UNH, and so we all kind of disbanded. And I had already joined another band called Bone Dry that I'd started, Bone Dry System.
Okay.
And I encouraged Tim to switch from guitar over to bass just because I needed him to be in the band.
Yeah, and he listened to you. He did.
He did, and we, you know, so while he was going to school, his dad got me a job at the New England in Copley Square driving one of the food trucks around, and we moved to Alston. And we moved to Alston during, like, that Rock City phase where it was just in its prime, and everywhere you went, there was music and art, and Tim just thrived in that environment. And we recorded our album Small Cages together. Tim had, you know, in his film background, done a documentary on the whole process of it, which turned out hilarious. It was just awesome.
Is that around? Can that be seen, like, on YouTube or something?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on the Bone Dry System Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. My personal one.
Okay, maybe when you have a chance after we finish up, you could go to Facebook and just post it on my thread there, because I would love absolutely. To see it. I'm sure others would too.
Oh, absolutely, it was great. And then Tim was not just a film artist, a music artist. He also painted and he would draw. He did the album cover for Small Cages. He just really immersed himself into that album.
Very cool. I'm looking at that album cover now. It's interesting. It's weird. It's like four panels of distorted face, right?
Yeah. For the four guys in the band.
Okay.
And so, you know, we ended up getting nominated for the Boston Music Awards, and you know, Tim was you know, my date to the awards, and we had an awesome time. I remember we were walking around, and I had, you know, crazy dyed blonde hair, and I looked very similar to the I believe bass player for the band The Heretics, who are one of the performers. And a gentleman from the Boston Globe came over and was like, "Hey man, you guys sounded great tonight." And I immediately knew exactly what was going on.
That's hilarious.
He was mistaking me for it. And Tim just cut right in. He goes, "Yeah, tonight was our last show. We're breaking up." It went on and on and on. And at the very end, he was like, "Listen, I got to be straight with you. We're not in that band."
And what was the guy's reaction? Just curious.
Oh, he was like, "God, thank you so much for being honest."
Oh, that's good.
But that was just, Tim had this sense of humor that was like second to none. Like, it wasn't necessarily dark, but it was just taking sarcasm to a whole different level. And everywhere you went, you knew that at some point you were going to belly laugh like crazy. Like, because he was going to say or do something that was just going to make you laugh your ass off.
Nice.
but after the Music Awards, the band lasted maybe another year. And, Tim had this relationship with a woman that he met when he was 14, that was like this novel kind of unrivaled romance in modern times. His wife, Mary, you know, who became his wife, Mary Beth.
Mm-hmm.
They were together when I met him, and I was one of the groomsmen.
Oh, wow.
At his wedding.
So that was a long time. That was a long time romance.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, it was just being around them was almost a spiritual experience, to be around that kind of love. Getting all teary. Their wedding was beautiful. They they had it in Vermont where I, you know, we both kind of, he built his own house in Brattleboro. He then moved to New Hampshire.
Okay.
The wedding was amazing. Beautiful. I got completely drunk, ended up stealing a horse from one of the stables at the wedding.
Because why not?
And I was completely naked at the time.
Okay, all right. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
The horse might have had a problem with it, but, you know.
I had to pay the owner of the plantation off, saying, listen, here's $400, which was going to be my present to him and Mary Beth for their wedding. Like, please don't call the police. And, you know, he was like, all right, you go sleep it off.
And the horse was like, I don't know, man. That was embarrassing. I want to press charges, said the horse.
It's just these kind of incidents seem to happen when Tim and I would get together. But he forgave me. But they started their family. You know, they have two beautiful kids, Ronan and Finn, and it was one of those situations where he would, you know, we would talk about music all the time. He stopped playing. He was so busy. I know the last movie that he worked on, he worked on the Spider-Man movie in Boston. And he was able to bring his son to the, to some of the filming to kind of see the, you know, that daily grind, as, you know, Tim would often refer to it. He'd be like, man, it's just that grind. And it's, you know, he loved what he did, but yep. He also was like, God, you know, I want to wish this on my worst enemy at the same time.
Yeah.
But you know, they started a family. We ended up staying in touch. Occasionally, you know, he would send me, you know, supportive messages. Like, I would send him an article about my new record and or a critique, and he'd go, you know, the whole, you know, line between genius and madness is, you know, it's really subjective to the artist you're talking about, and I would never know how to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd find myself, you know, thinking more about his comments than I would about the critics.
There you go.
He got to come out, and I played down in Brattleboro not too long ago, and him and his son Ronan showed up, and we did a South of Boston reunion show maybe 3 or 4 years back that he was able to come and attend. And I've been able to... wanted to visit him a couple of times prior to, you know, he passed this past Monday.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for your loss, Christian.
I lost my younger brother to cancer and found myself unable to cry. And after losing Tim, it was the floodgates opened. So you can tell that he was a very substantial influence in my life. I mean, his whole family was. His parents were just these wonderful people. You know, he came from such a cool Irish family with those Irish, what would you call it, set of morals that, you know, he, as avant-garde and... artistic and kind of crazy at times that he was,
yeah.
He was always that person who was more concerned with doing the right thing, and, you know, living a good life and being a good person. So it was, you don't necessarily find that, especially with musicians sometimes. He was just, always good. Everything about his family was good. You know, his sister Tara, I got to see her at the wake the other day, and her wonderful family, and how just everything about them was good to her husband. And so you'd be hard pressed to find anything negative when it comes to Tim. He did some pretty crazy things. I mean, he made the bass player for Nirvana look like an amateur with some of the on-stage destruction that he would do. And some
really?
Of, as far as as far as teenage angst was concerned and Bone Dry System, there was Tim was second to none. But you know, he was just full of energy and full of that creative energy that would just you couldn't keep your eyes off of him.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, we're gonna get to hear a track from Bone Dry System, but before we do, I guess I'm in a seat here to speak for everybody that's listening to you and learning about your friend Tim, maybe for the first time, because as I said before, you know, Bone Dry System being a Boston band, it may be the Boston band, the best one you never heard of. And you know, Chris, for you to be able to have a friendship like that, everything happens for a reason, right? It's as terrible it is that he's not here anymore. He's still here. He'll always be here with you because you had an experience and a friendship that is second to none. You're both very lucky, and you've still got each other's families too.
We are absolutely blessed.
Yeah,
I think that to be able to create music with Tim was an amazing experience, and it was so easy, and the camaraderie was perfect in my opinion. Bone Dry System was one of those bands that we got nominated for the music awards.
We had
toured down the East Coast, we were all kind of poor South Shore kids that somehow managed to grab the attention of a pretty cool cult following. And then as fast as that happened, it was over as quickly.
Yeah.
And we all moved on. My old drummer, Jason Newt, started playing with Dennis from the Boss Tones there in a band called Chubby. And my guitar player for Bone Dry System, Charlie Hill, went on to become a chemist, microbiology. He was trying to find cures for all of the plagues of the world. We never knew he was a closet genius. He was always the guy drinking a Budweiser and talking about Dawkins whatever metal band, and always talking to us about how we needed to get heavier. And then he, you know, released his inner genius, and he's trying to save the world.
I want to give everybody a chance to hear what a great band we've been talking about, Bone Dry System. Yeah. And you suggested that I play a track called Prescription Smile, which blew me away. It's going to blow everybody away. Talk a little bit about that song before we spin that.
That song was about my mom's migraines. She'd suffered from severe migraines, like debilitating, and she was on a search for, you know, through every medication you could possibly take to try to get rid of them. And it was about how she, you know, she was a hairdresser, and she'd go to work regardless of how hurt she, you know, how much pain she was in. And still smile. And so I wrote Prescription Smile. Tim kind of started, he just laid down the groove with the bass, and it was a song that was written really quick.
Sometimes the best ones, yep.
It was produced by Dave Leach, who ended up becoming the bass player for Bone Dry System when we reunited back in the early 2000s to do a couple more albums.
So this is from the aforementioned album called Small Cages. What year did that come out?
It was 1995.
Okay. Let's transport everybody back to 1995 for Prescription Smile. And then I'm going to follow it up with a track of yours, bringing us up into the present here. Sorry, it's earlier. The tenses are confusing to me. From your latest album, we're going to play, from your latest album called Lower County Outlaw, we're going to play The Girl with the Gauges in Her Ears. Let me spin those two songs. If you could be so kind, I'd just hang on the phone. We'll come back and talk a little bit afterwards and then just say goodbye. Let me do this. Prescription Smile, everybody, by Bone Dry System, right here at WMFO.
Thank you.
spiritual creature. Namaste, namago. I wanna be your teacher, but can you take it all? I wanna live like a lion, but do you kiss and tell? Disappeared. Another passionate spirit. Namaste, namago. I wanna be a winner, and we can bring it home. I wanna live like a lion, but do you kiss and tell? You're the fuel for my fire. It's getting warm in here. Where's the girl with the gauges in her ears? She got high in there. She disappeared. Where's the girl with the gauges in her ears? She got high in there. She disappeared.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 8:50 in the morning, and just heard from Bone Dry System first with Prescription Smile from Small Cages back in 1995. Christian and Tim were both in that band, Tim playing bass. And then we brought it forward here to Christian's band, Christian Montgomery, and the Winterkill Band from the latest album that you guys put out called Lower County Outlaw. That was a kicker right there, the girl with the gauges in her ears. Thanks for requesting that one, Christian.
Oh, no problem. That one's a shout out to an artist up here named Brianna Elaine. She asked me to open her CD release party, and she had these cool gauges, and it kind of inspired the song.
Very, very cool. There's always a story about a song. Always, always, yeah. Always. So listen, I know this wasn't easy for you, but hopefully it was cathartic, you know, to talk about your friend like that. I'm grateful to hear your perspective on such a wonderful guy. I wish that I knew about, you know, when you guys did your reunion, to be able to come over and celebrate that with you. But I feel like I know him a little bit better. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk about him. And he's one of those people that deserves to be remembered.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, everybody, Christian Montgomery calling all the way from Vermont. Now, Christian, so when you're back in Boston, whenever that is, you've got to come in here and visit us.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, make sure you do that, because I'll be looking for you.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. We'll talk again soon. Christian Montgomery, everybody, thanks again for calling.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, so I've got about 9 minutes left. That was just wonderful. So nice to hear about Tim Sweeney. And the music was just great, as you could hear. That's why I try to play Christian's band as much as I can. It's just a great artist. There's so many great artists. Speaking of, I want to play some new noise from a local artist that's just great. I debuted a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was even last week. This is Chris Ballerini and The Drift. New single called Just So. I'll play this. If I have time for another one, I'll do that too. But then 1,000 Points of Light with Jay is coming in too. So we're against the clock. So here's Chris Ballerini and The Drift, and a great song. It's New Noise. It's Just So at WMFO.
Since I was young, they taught me to toe the line. That's a song I never wanted to sing. I sit at the table, my coffee is getting cold. It's too windy for a day on the boat. And I want for to understand the rhythm and the lay of the land. And I want for to realize that the world is in my hands, that the world is in my hands, just so. On some real good days, I should have stopped to smell the salt of the sea. Always checking my phone, 'cause part of me is always alone. What we really need is a couple of friends. And I want for to understand the rhythm and the lay of the land. And I want for to realize that the world is in my hands, that the world is in my hands, the world is in my hands, the world is in my hands, just so. Just so, just so, just so, just so.
WMFO Medford, 8:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. It's time for me to go. So happy to end on a great track like that. Again, Chris Ballerini and The Drift, brand new single from them called Just So. All right, it is time for me to go, and If you're lucky, I'll get up and come back and do it again next week at 7 a.m. But for now, I'm going to leave you with Automation. I'm Mike. Thanks so much for listening. This is WMFO.
Twice. I'm in love with rock and roll.